I wonder how many of Phil's quiz questions you answered correctly. You certainly took us back over the years. And now, here's someone else with a long memory. It's one of our most regular contributors in the years up to 2010. And here, she tells us all about childhood shopping on the market. It's Barbara Diggle.
Well, I was sat the other day watching a group of children. And I thought, when I were that age, I were more of an adult. We seemed to go to work earlier, take responsibilities, family responsibilities on, at far younger ages. And then I remembered living with my grandma. I'd be about 6 or 7. And one Thursday, when she'd drawn a pension, 10 shillings it was, that were to keep us on for a week. Gas, oil, rent, clothes if you got any. And she said, I don't feel so well this week, Barbara. Who says, and I won't be able to go down to market on Saturday to buy in. Now, just to think they can do it for me. I've shown you how to buy stuff, or what to look for. I said, yes, granny, I'll do it. So, 10 to 8 on Saturday night. You must understand this. A lot of you won't know. But in those days, 20s, early 30s, nobody had fridges. Nobody had freezers. So the market people, when they sold up, they didn't sell all the meat or all the fish. What were they going to do with it? So they had to sell it to the public on the market at a cheaper price, used to what they call auction it off. So I was sent down to the market with 2 big carpet bags. They didn't have carrier bags then, you know, no plastic bags. And I got there for about 10 to 8. And I looked round market to see who had nicest fish and nicest meat. And I went and stood in front of a man's stall. He was called Johnny. Oh, he were a fishmonger. You probably remember him. He were at Waterside, and they said he had a boat. Well, he had a boat at Fleetwood, and he used to have his own fishing team that went out. Anyway, I stood in front of him, and the bell started to ring. That was the market inspector telling everybody that now was the time for closing the market, and they had to sell off the produce quickly. So I said, now then, everybody, we'll have to have a sale tonight and have some good fish. You call Johnny Law, that were it. I forget, you know. So he pulled up a piece of lovely silver rake, a big one. It should measure about 14 inches, and that weren't a fisherman's tail. It were a good one. And he said, now, all give me 6 pence for this. Nobody answered for a bit, and I said, I will. Hello, Barbara, he said. Has your granny sent you for some fish? I said, yeah. Right, he says, we'll wrap it up. So he's wrapping this here fish up in 2 pieces of newspaper, and he said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put another one in for good luck. We'll start market off right. So he put another fish in. He were at it, but it didn't matter. And he wrapped them up and he put them in my bag. Ooh, they were heavy. Anyway, I got my fish then. And I looked round butchers. Now then, my granny had always said them on lookout for butcher with biggest hand. I couldn't understand it really at first, but I did after. So I found Tommy Bergen. Ooh, and he had hand like a shovel. He stood there and he says, now then, folk, I've got some good pie meat today. He says, some lovely beef. He says, you can either have a steak pie or a tatty pie for your dinner tomorrow. I looked at him, and he took his hand up and put a piece of paper on it, and then he put his hand into meat, and he picked it up, a big handful. Oh, give me a tanner for this. And I said, I'll give you a tanner. So, hello, Barbara, he says, come on then. Wrapped it up. That one piece of greaseproof paper, and it were newspaper after, you know. Wrapped it up and put it in my bag. And I said, my granny says, have you got a sheep's chimney? Well, everybody at stall started laughing. Now, he liked that, because it brought more customers. So he says, aye, I'll find your sheep's chimney. So I found my sheep's chimney and he wrapped it up in newspaper. It did look a gory mess. Anyway, put that in my other bag, and it went down on one side like that, you know, where they were head of a sheep. And I said, right, bye-bye, and off I went. Now then, through a week, Bananas had been 7 for 6, lovely ripe bananas. And to the older members who are listening, they will remember that voice. The whole family of them, they've only just gone off the market in this last 12 months. I went to him and had a look what he had, and I said, I'd like some bananas, please, and some oranges. And he said, how much has to get? And I said, I've threepence. Right, he says, hold the bag up. I got, I'm not sure which, either 10 or 12 bananas. I got some oranges and I got 2 apples. And that were it, for I couldn't have dragged no more up that road. I had 2 miles to walk. But I'm coming to the best part. When I got home, my granny opened the door and, oh, there were a lovely smell. Do you know what she made? In fire end oven, big fire roasting there, and table set. And she'd made me an eight and onion cake inside oven. And then after that, there were an apple. And it had been scooped out, and she put butter in and sultanas and brown sugar. Oh, it was something you dream of. And I went to bed contented that night. Right, I've set your mind going on to thinking about it all. How it were, and how lucky we are today, in one sense. Bye-bye. See you all again sometime.